We're in Simin Shin Mem Tes. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we will be doing from Gimel through Hay. Siv Gimel. Mutter lo la adam lakar chayfetz mershus harabim, velitno la chavero she'etzlo besoch arba amosav. There's no iser in taking an object in the rishus harabim and giving it to a friend of yours who's within your four amos. The chavero la chavero, and then he will do the same. La chavero she'etzlo. Afal pisha chayfetz holach kama milin b'rishus harabim. Even though the object is going for a very long distance in the Rishus HaRabim, no single person carried it for four amos. Ubelvad shlo yetzienu chutz mitchum shelo. As long as you don't take it outside of the tchum. Now, what is this outside the tchum? The halacha is like this. Every object is considered having the halachas of tchumin of its owner. So he talked about when you have a whole line of people and they're taking it many milin, it's taking it very far. The halacha is if the object belongs, and we're talking about a Rishus HaRabim, if the object belongs to the first person, then you have to make sure that the object doesn't go outside of his tchum. Let's say it's hefker, then you can let it go as far as you want, as long as no one along the line has kavana to be zoche in it. Now, why is this mutter? The object is ending up going more than four amos because nobody did it. Means Chazal did not aser taking an object less than four amos in the Rishus HaRabim, even if ultimately it's going to get to more. Now we'll later see, for one person to do that, for example, to take an object, carry it for three amos, put it down. Pick it up again, carry it for three amos, and put it down. Midoraisi or Potter, but that Chazal asered. That's the iser of pochos pochos mearba amos. But that's where one person does it. Here, when you have separate people doing it, the first day in the machaber holds that it's mutter. Says the machaber now v'yesh misha oser. There is someone who asers. They hold that this is different than one person carrying less than four amos. This is more like a person carrying it pochos pochos mearba amos. When you're carrying it for a long distance. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that according to the Yesh Osrim, not only is it Usr, but it's worse than just one person carrying it, Pachas Pachas Midalat Amos. Because when you carry Pachas Pachas, at least it's only one person. When you have a whole line of people, it's a real zilzul in Shabbos. What is the Nafkamina? We had learned the halacha that if someone finds himself walking on Friday late afternoon and then realizes it's Shkia and is carrying his money, Chazal are afraid that because he's all concerned about his money, he's going to end up being Mechal Shabbos in a Daraisa. So they allow him, if there's no animal or no non-Jew to carry it, he can carry it, Pachas Pachas Me'arba Amis. They allowed him to break that Issur Darabanan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Yesh Osrim here, it would be Osir to have a whole line of people that you pass it to. Because the Yesh Osrim would say that it's a greater zilzal than one person carrying it, pachas pachas midalat amos. Whereas according to the first shita, it's outright mutter. Now the Ramah concludes, ayin le'el simin shin aleph sof sif membeis, that there the halachi is lahokel. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that it's mutter, but if it's for a dvar harishus, he says you're better off being machmir. Now, this is all within the halacha of Dalat Amos Rishus HaRabim. However, when you're carrying Mirshus L'Rishus, let's say you're carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, having lots of people there isn't really going to help you. So he talks about those that had a minhag, they used to keep the Sefer Torah in one place, and daven in another place, and they had a line of people within four Amos passing it to one another. So the Mishnah Berurah says that that's not right, because they're taking it out of one Rishus, they're going through the street, and then they're putting it in another Rishus. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does bring the Evan Ozer, who holds that if one person will lift the Sefer Torah in the house, and the second one will take it from him and put it down in the hand of the next one outside, then Reuven is doing the Akira, Shimon is doing the Hanacha, that's an Issur Rabbanan, and that's Mutter for the sake of Kriyas HaTorah. The Beis Meir answers that as well. Siv Dalet. Hayu Shnayim, Mikzes Amosav Shel Zeh, Besoch Amosav Shel Zeh. Two people within the same four Amis, but it's only that their four Amis overlap. Example, you have two people. They are a little less than four amas apart. Their four amas meet at the very center, but outside of that, they have their own four amas. So the halacha is kagon sheish beinayim vav amas. Mevi'im va'ochlim be'emtza. They're allowed to eat in the middle. They're allowed to share stuff in the middle. And we're not choshesh. They're going to carry from one person's arbamis into the others. Ubavad shelo yotzi kol echad mitoch shelo l'toch shachavero. As long as no one goes and pushes from their own foramis into the other one's foramis outside theirs. Hayu shlosha. What if there are three people? V'emtzoi muvla beinayim. The outer ones are not connected, but the middle one is connected to either one. The middle one has his choice. He can eat with the first one or with the second one. So he can eat with either one of them, but you cannot have the two outer ones eating together. Sivhei. Osur laholich chayfitz pachas me arba amis. You're not allowed to carry a chayfitz pachas me arba amis, which means you're carrying it for more than four amis nerusha sarabim, stopping in between. That is osur. Now, what is the chshash that you're going to end up carrying a dalad amis? And it's a very common chshash. Now, how about just carrying an object less than four amas? To carry an object for fewer than four amas in the Rosh Hasharabim is mutter, if that's all you're going to do. Now, what happens if you're carrying an object and then you stop within four amas? You carry it more and you stop. Is that called pachas me'arba amas? Do you have to place it down, or is it sufficient just to stop? So it depends why you're stopping. If you're stopping in order to adjust your load, that's not considered stopping. Whereas if you're actually stopping to rest or stopping so that you're not going to be chayiv, then that already is considered pachas me'arba amas, which is a derabbanan and not a daraisa. So now it says, the Mechaber says, vafilu ben ashmoshes, vafilu bekarmelis, pachas me'arba amas is osur even ben ashmoshes. They were not matur, this is a derabbanan ben ashmoshes. And even in a karmelis, the reason, since it is such an easy thing to slip over, meaning it's so common for one, and so easy for one to end up carrying more than four amas, Chazal asur even bein hashmashes, and even in a karmelis where there's a derabbanan. There are rishonim, there are matur bein hashmashes, but the mechaber is machmir. And the Taz and the Elyu Rabba are makel if it's a combination of the two. If it's pachas me'arba amas in a karmelis bein hashmashes, the Mishneh Brura sounds like he's not so sure about it. He's not so sure if he allows you to rely on the Taz and Elyu Rabba.